Chapter 24, Results of the Work.
Through the work for the relief of our schools, a fourfold blessing will be realized. A blessing to the schools, to the world, to the church, and to the workers. While funds are gathered for the relief of the schools, the best reading matter is being placed in the hands of a large number of people who, if this effort had not been made, would never have seen Christ's object lessons. There are souls in desolate places who will be reached by this effort. The lessons drawn from the parables of our Savior will be to very many as the leaves of the tree of life. It is the Lord's design that Christ's object lessons, with its precious instruction, shall unify the believers. The self-sacrificing efforts put forth by the members of our churches will prove a means of uniting them, that they may be sanctified, body, soul, and spirit, as vessels unto honor prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. Those who seek to do God's will, investing every talent to the best advantage, will become wise in working for His kingdom. They will learn lessons of the highest value, and they will feel the highest satisfaction of a rational mind. Peace and grace and power of intellect will be given them. As they carry this book to those who need the instruction it carries, the workers will gain a precious experience. This work is a means of education. Those who will do their best as the Lord's helping hand to circulate Christ's object lessons will obtain an experience that will enable them to be successful laborers for God. Very many, through the training received in this work, will learn how to canvass for our larger books, which the people need so much. All who engage in the work aright, cheerfully and hopefully, will find it a very great blessing. The Lord does not force any to engage in His work, but to those who place themselves decidedly on His side, He will give a willing mind. He will bless all who work out the spirit which He works in. To such workers He will give favor and success. As field after field is entered, new methods and new plans will spring from new circumstances. New thoughts will come with the new workers who give themselves to the work. As they seek the Lord for help, He will communicate with them. They will receive plans devised by the Lord Himself. Souls will be converted and money will come in. The workers will find waste places of the Lord's vineyard lying close beside fields that have been worked. Every field shows new places to win. All that is done brings to light how much more still remains to be done. As we work in connection with the great teacher, the mental faculties are developed. The conscience is under divine guidance. Christ takes the entire being under His control. No one can be truly united with Christ, practicing His lessons, submitting to His yoke of restraint, without realizing that which he can never express in words. New, rich thoughts come to him. Light is given to the intellect, determination to the will, sensitiveness to the conscience, purity to the imagination. The heart becomes more tender, the thoughts more spiritual, the service more Christ-like. In the life there is seen that which no words can express, true, faithful, loving devotion of heart, mind, soul, and strength to the work of the Master. After we have, by sanctified energy and prayer, done all that we can do in the work for our schools, we shall see the glory of God. When the trial has been fully made, there will be a blessed result. If it is made in a free, willing spirit, God will make the movement for the help of our schools a success. He will enable us to roll back the reproach that has come upon our educational institutions. If all will take hold of the work in the spirit of self-sacrifice for the sake of Christ and the truth, it will not be long before the Jubilee song of freedom can be sung throughout our borders.